Yeah, both of those guys are dynamic, and that's the best word to describe both of them. They both have the ability to make people miss. They're both students of the game. You know, Ernie was a returner in college and absolutely tore up the CAA. So I'm excited to see him back there. You didn't see much of him back there, obviously, because of Terry Willens last week, but also because of the load he was carrying on offense. And you'll see him back there this week. Walter Fletcher is a complete running back, catches the ball well out of the backfield, runs, explodes, can change directions, natural hands. And he's also a returner. Those two guys are the ones that throughout camp had the ability to make people miss consistently and turn something short into an explosive play, and excited for both of those guys. They're great guys and excited to see the next step for Ernie and really Walter for the first time.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.